Hiya, John. So the Rory Story are the UK's premier tribute band performing the music of the legend Rory Gallagher. Tell us about the history of the band.
Well, it's a very short history. Last January, I got a phone call from a long-term drummer friend of mine. We've been in lots of bands, going back 20 years, and he said, when are we ever going to do this Rory Gallagher band? And of course, at that time, COVID closed down everything, January, really February, March, it. April. So we had time on our hands, and he was in a tribute band, so was I, and an original blues band. So I said, look, okay, let's get stuck into it. I know we've played, you know, bits and pieces of his work in the past, but let's put a really good show together. And so that was it. He and I were going to form this band, and literally the next day I met with my co-guitarist in my original blues band. Told him what I was doing, and he said, well, I want to play bass.
Amazing.
So there was three. Now, Porrick, the drummer, is Porrick Tansey, Steve Bell, and John Angus. So we decided to be clever and just call it TBA.
Love that.
Which is a bit of a thing, to be announced, as it were. And so that was that. But then we realised quite quickly that the music we really liked was the early 1972 to 74, and in 74 Rory toured and did the Irish tour, and it's probably the peak of his career. And it featured a keyboard player, so the next thing was we got a keyboard player. And it all fell in place really quickly, so that was that. We rehearsed the material up, and we put the band together.
That's amazing.
Over about 3 months. In readiness for, you know, starting to work when it all reopened again, when gigs could happen. So.
Perfect timing. And every cloud has a silver lining, as they say. So you were, as I say, lined up, and it was great that you put this band together so quickly as well. Is it good to be back on the road?
Yeah, really good. I mean, our first gig was actually last July, and then our second gig was headlining the Rory Gallagher Festival in
Oh my goodness.
So
it was Can't get better
rapid.
Than that.
Yeah, it's all downhill now.
No, don't say that. Onwards and upwards.
Yeah, so we did those gigs, and a promoter caught our eye, an Irish company, and they actually set up, we were supposed to be playing, sorry to say supposed, but COVID really killed everything. We were booked to play in County Monaghan Blues Festival in September. And then in November, which was going to take us around the north of Ireland. And that didn't happen either because of COVID. So it's kind of really been put on hold until this year, and now we're starting again. It's, you know, and then of course Omicron came along, so
it's never ending.
It is never ending, but we're looking forward to really creating more work, and that we definitely will be playing in Monaghan in September.
Amazing.
And we will definitely be doing some tours. We think we might be in Ireland in March this year, so
brilliant stuff, something to look forward to. And you really pride yourselves on the quality of your musicianship, don't you? So the audience at Alexander's Live in Chester are in for an absolute treat. What have you got in store for your gig on the 22nd of January?
Well, what we do is most of the show is actually the Irish tour, the album. And then we put in, everyone expects us to play what I would call, you know, the big hitters. The songs that you have to play, because that's what Rory would always play. So it's a full show of really, really trying to play as close and accurate as possible to how he did it on that album. And then obviously the other songs that will come, we'll give them the Bullfrog Blues and Cradle Rock.
Lovely.
Amazing. All kind of stuff. It's a 2-hour show.
I love it. What are your thoughts on Alexander's Live as a venue itself?
It's our first time.
Oh, is it? Oh, you're going to love it. You're going to absolutely love it.
It's our first time there.
Oh, my goodness.
We know it's got a great reputation. For putting live music on. And it was, it actually, in truth, came about because there has been a fantastic tribute band to Rory called Cinnaboy.
I think I've interviewed them actually at some point.
Barry Barnes. Very nice guy. And a shock of shocks, a couple of months ago, Barry's retired. He's just not gigging anymore.
Didn't know that. Oh my goodness.
He stopped. So the venues that were like Alexander's, where he was booked, you know, contacted me and said, look, you know, we know about you. You've got a fairly good profile. You know, when you do these gigs, so we're expecting to kind of carry the baton on from where where he left off, you know, and much respect to him.
Much respect to him, yes, and may he have a long and happy retirement. So lastly, John, where can you be found online ahead of your appearance at Alexander's Live on the 22nd?
Okay, if you want to find us, it's really simple. It's just rorygallagher.co.uk.
Amazing stuff. Well, it's been a pleasure talking to you, John. All the very best for your gig at Alexander's Live and all the very best for the rest of 2022.
Smashing, thanks so much.
Thank you, John. That was a lovely John Angus from the Rory Story. It turns out he used to work for this station. Who knew? So here is their version, the Rory Story's version of A Tattooed Lady. absolutely loving that. The Rory Stories version of Tattooed Lady. And if you want to hear more from them, then make sure you book tickets for their gig down at Alexander's Live in Rufus Court, Chester, next Saturday, the 22nd of January, by heading over to alexanderslive.com. It's hard to believe they only formed last year, isn't it? Absolutely amazing. You're in for a treat. Cut my-